everybody. Grab your guitars and your boners, because it's time to flip out. Here we are again, Thursday night at what hot stuff tried abortively to refer to as Shea Symmetric for a while, but
yeah.
for about a week.
The Office.
Nobody loves me.
That's the truth.
If it was any consolation, I did put Shea Symmetric into my phone whenever I first got the number, but then I never called the office ever.
Yeah.
And then when I got a new phone, I put in the office.
I don't actually know the number of the
landline here. It's in my phone.
I didn't actually know we had a phone.
We do, but no one picks it up.
I've never actually used a telephone in my life.
I see.
It's weird. People keep wondering how I'm calling them.
In reality, you're just yelling very loud and very focused. Or in a very focused manner.
There was Trailer Vision trailer of Modem Man. Where he just yells into a receiver and he can connect with any computer in the world.
You can even do a modem voice.
Yeah, that was not that good. None of those trailers that you showed me were very good, man.
They were funny at the time.
Sure.
It was a different era. You just don't understand.
Right. Right. I just can't go back in time.
Yeah.
Unlike Cher. Although she didn't ever actually claim that she could turn back time. She just sung about what would happen if she could.
That's true.
Zeno and Riff are busily filling out there what D&D character are you in the latest.
I'm determined to answer truthfully, but also not be a wizard like the rest of the
I was a wizard, but Jick was a sorcerer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, it's somewhat mean.
I think I was, a level 4... gnome sorcerer.
Yeah, and I was a level 5 human wizard.
Yeah.
Haha, you were a gnome.
Yeah.
I was.
I was a gnome. I got 14 points in gnome and 13 points in human.
I mean,
so
I know a D&D gnome isn't as bad as like a World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm out of range. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't have enough mana. Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hate gnomes. Seriously. we can just answer some random questions while they finish filling out the survey. In fact, this one won't apply to Riff at all, and Xenophobe can probably answer it pretty quickly. Tyler Zalt says, "What's the best beer you've ever had?"
I don't know. Haha.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I mean, I like Guinness a lot. That's the one I would, if someone is like, hey, can I pick you up a six pack of beer? I'm like, yeah, pick me up some Guinness.
Yeah.
But as far as my absolute favorite beer, I really couldn't say.
Natty Ice.
I figured you were going to say that.
Oh, come on.
Natty Ice stored in the trunk of a car in the summer for like 6 months.
No, it's better if you put it
in an attic.
Yeah, yeah, the temperature cycles more.
Or like above the vent for the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you want is rapid temperature cycling.
Yeah. It's not so much that it stays hot or stays cold. It's that it gets hot and then cold.
Yeah, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
It was an annual tradition at my frat house to put a six-pack of disgustingly awful beer on its own merit in the attic, so that way whenever the St. Patrick's Day celebration came around, we could give the beer to all the people who were like, hey, give me a beer.
I had to go to Belgium to get my favorite beer.
Oh yeah, would you say that the Chimay that we got there was the best beer you'd ever had?
I don't know. I really liked it.
It was good. It was good. I mean, it was certainly the beer that was the best, you know, sort of reward for the effort required to get it right. Like, yeah, trekking across Belgium though with the expert guidance of Gareth McGrath and Fettuccine Queenie, without whom we probably would have
they saved us so much pain. I'm so grateful to those guys or guy and gal. I would say that like I was all set to be disappointed because we had traveled so far and so long, and I was not. So
yeah.
that to me
but
was.
But in the end, it really did matter.
It did matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh man.
But yeah, I really like Chimay in general too. That's
It's not really an all the time kind of beer.
Yeah,
though,
that's the problem is you can't.
Same thing. Like Moylan's IPA, I like a lot, but it's too much to drink all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think I probably
if I know I'm gonna drink a lot of something, I'll probably get something like Corona, something light that you can just sort of add an arbitrary amount of fruit juice to.
Yeah, that's because you're kind of a homer.
Pretty much adding an arbitrary amount of fruit to everything.
Yep.
I'd say that the most exciting recent discovery is Stone Levitation. That and I've been drinking a lot of that in the past year or so. It's a delicious, delicious beer.
Yeah, and the Stone Brewery is really cool, too.
Yeah, the Stone Brewery was really cool. Because they were all like, fuck you, light beer queers.
Yeah, but
our beer has 400 times as many calories as it needs. Just because we're dicks.
You have to drink it with a spoon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that I have any room to talk in that I like it.
No, they're all like, you know.
Guinness is relatively low in calories, actually.
No, I meant, but it's thick.
Oh, yeah.
With a spoon.
Sure, sure.
Because you always eat sort of half Guinness, half blended ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. Guinness smoothie.
Good. I bring a blender everywhere I go just to make them.
Guinness ice cream is actually pretty good.
Never had that.
The ice cream shop in Boston.
It doesn't sound bad.
Got shut down for tax evasion. Used to make Guinness ice cream. They also occasionally would make hash flavored ice cream that they didn't actually sell to people.
Huh.
But the employees and friends would get it.
Like ice cream with actual hash in it.
Yeah, I mean all the flavors were actually made with, like, Guinness ice cream was made with, you know, with Guinness. Everything was made with ice cream plus.
Huh. I mean, did they like cook it for? Because I feel like if you just put,
I don't think
at least from what I've been told, I don't know.
Wouldn't
you have to
do anything?
That it's actually like oil soluble, so you have to cook it in butter.
I assume that there was some processing before.
Yeah, because it's butter ice cream.
Tasted weird.
I gotta imagine. Did it freak you out? Did it blow your mind?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just blew your mind. Completely.
Blew it completely out.
I was wondering what that was from, because when I met you, I was like, man, this guy's mind is blown.
Yeah.
Tyler Zoll also said, regarding the hippie outfit's lack of a weapon, what about an enchanted hacky sack? Well, I mean, sure. That had we thought of that, then maybe. Somebody, one of my friends, called me and left a message on my voicemail. I hadn't talked to him in a while, but he was like, dude, have an idea for the hippie camp. One of them needs to drop a random axe of kindness. That's the right kind of idea. New ultra rare for the hippie camp.
The random acts of kindness.
Yeah,
it heals your enemy for thousands of hit points.
That'd be awesome.
Be a good ultra rare too.
Yeah. Oh, and then he says, are the hippie / frat war heroes equally likely to appear? Assuming that everything is working correctly, yes, they are equally likely to appear. All right, I'm going to flush the questions from that point back so that all of the questions in here, if you reload now, are new questions.
Like sent in by news.
Yeah. Lord Poopypan says, Jick, how did you get such a high level on Congregate? By poning all over all sorts of noobs is how I got such a high level on Congregate.
Are you actually high level on Congregate?
Not particularly. I think I'm level 8.
Oh. Jay's Games is just kind of unassailably high.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got like
is actually Jay Bibby or whatever.
I don't know if it's kind of wonder if it's a shared account by all the people that post on Jay.
Yeah,
games
I wasn't
that
sure.
They used to, yeah.
Yeah, it's. I mean, the thing is, I only get about half of the badges, and the half that I don't get are the ones that are worth the most points. Like, I'm not willing to play a game that I don't really enjoy.
If people friend you, you get points. Their badges or something. There's
do you?
There's something funky about it. It's like there's a pyramid scheme aspect to experience there.
Huh. I only have 2 people on my friends list.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. I forget. There is some sort of thing like...
You get points for rating games, too, which I never do. Which... The thing is, I only play the games that have badges. I go there, I look at the badge list. If there are new badges, I play the game. I earn the first couple of badges on each game, unless they're just impossible. And then I go away. I've tried to get all of the, even though I think I will never play their collectible card game thing, I try to get all the cards, just because I feel like maybe they will be worth something in some context someday.
They're not even ever going to print them, I don't think. I think they're just virtual cards.
No, I know, but I mean, if they were tradable, I mean, maybe eventually there's other stuff besides the card game going on in the, like, Congregate meta game or whatever, you know, maybe they put in an RPG and I'll be able to trade my rare first edition, you know, whatever big-titted ninja biatch card. They're all sort of, you know, comic book-ized Yeah. All of the female characters in that collectible card game are improbably proportioned.
Imagine that.
Really? I know.
Yeah.
I
know.
Someone draw an improbably proportioned woman.
In like, you know, a plate mail bikini. Biospark says, just thought I should say thanks for how, during the course of the occasional run, you bring back memories of the video for Black Hole Sun. No, wait, not thanks, the other thing. Oh, yeah. Damn you, gentlemen. Come on, that video was awesome. People's faces all melting, and it implies that that woman's weird. Fucking a dog. That's a great video.
That's what I like to see in videos, is bestiality.
Yeah. Well, no, it's implied bestiality. If it was actually a woman fucking a dog, I wouldn't want to watch it. But
it'd be an awfully hot day for it, too.
It would be an awfully hot day for it. Also, for lunch, I was a crocodile. LOTE says, hey, cool update with the keys. Takes care of what I feel is one of the most annoying parts of the game. Much thanks. Hey, oh, speaking of Daily Dungeon, can you make a joke-a-day thing there at room 10? Maybe turn the last room into a knock-knock room? I'd rather see new bad jokes than just the old open chest stuff. You know, if we could come up with 100 horrible jokes,
we could set
Kevin on that. He could probably come up with that in an hour.
Right? He could probably actually make up 100 horrible jokes.
We could buy a couple big Halloween bags of Laffy Taffy.
Yeah,
oh, there we go.
That's true. That's true.
Didn't we have a Laffy Taffy joke generator at one point?
Yeah, with the Daffy Taffy, one of the default Halloween candies. Yeah, and we just have it randomly selected. It's so great. You know what a Dutch kangaroo's favorite sport is?
Tennis.
Hopscotch. No goddamn sense at all.
That's totally a sport.
Also, said LOTE, I think keys should get used up in the door so that there's a way to sync them. What do you think? Also, do limes work the same as pies with key return? Can you eat the key limes?
I don't... No.
I don't believe so.
Let's look.
All right.
I'm curious. Also, everybody give it up for the good bar.
Woohoo! Combat Action Bars is, if I may say so, pretty goddamn awesome.
Yeah, Boris's Key Lime is not edible. Yeah, so this is the big interface enhancement that we've been all excited about since Xenophobe started working on it while we were at Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. When we're away, instead of just like, you know, screwing around and not working, he works even harder. Yeah, which means we should go on vacation more.
It's weird.
Anyway, I'm super stoked about the Combat Action Bar.
Yeah. People have been sort of underwhelmed so far, but I think that's part in fact due to the fact that it's kind of complicated and a lot of people don't have adventures right now because it's so close to all over.
Yeah.
But try and use it if you've got the browser cojones for it. You will probably like it. Browser cojones is, you know.
You can basically play KOL entirely via keyboard.
Woohoo!
Well, sort of. You can adventure in one zone and do everything that you need to do entirely via keyboard. Even if I'm not using the action bar a lot, just having the keyboard shortcut to switch between the main pane and the chat pane is kind of fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. Ernie R. says, you know what would be cool functionality for an item of the month? Something that gave out your semi-rare number occasionally. Maybe a familiar that shouts a string of numbers sometimes. Yeah, I don't know about that. That's, I really like the fortune cookie thing. That was a clever idea that good old Hot Stuff had. Somebody brings up a good point. that Ziwa person in the forums. It's kind of cool because that person, I'm going to assume he writes things that are... He had specifically written this post because somebody said something about him coming across as too critical. And he was like, I don't see the point in telling them that they're doing a good job. And then, you know, presumably somebody's going to be all like, that's too critical. But he, totally reasonable. I was actually going to reply to a post that he made that was like, hey, good point, man. I see what you're saying. And it was framed in a totally, like, non-confrontational and offensive way. But his post basically was like... it's not a, you know, what we did was we made it so people who can eat get yet another metagame advantage, and that they can now buy at the mall and or pull these keys. And, you know, when I responded to the person saying, like, oh, but that's not fair to people on paths, you know, with the usual, hey, it's a path, it's a restriction, he just pointed out that there is sort of an iniquity, right? Food is just better than booze in every way, both in terms of the number of turns that you can get and in terms of the sort of interesting metagame advantages that it can convey. And, you know, if we had some ideas for booze, that'd be awesome. Somebody else pointed out, or it might have been the same person, that maybe if we were to figure out some way to revamp the typical tavern and make it, you know, a sort of a real zone, a place that you would actually ever go for any other reason than getting your beer goggles, that it could play into that somehow. You know, we have precedent for the behavior at the bar being different depending on your path, right? Based on the stuff that happens in Barney's bar. And you know, I would not be averse to that. I'm curious though as to what kind of thing we could do there that would afford any sort of metagame advantage in a run.
This is unexpected. I'm a true neutral human bard wizard.
Ha! Huh.
Bard wizard.
Second level bard, second level wizard.
That's weird because bards are spellcasters.
Mm-hmm.
I finished mine too, and this is really great. I am a neutral evil dwarf sorcerer rogue. And I'm as bad as I could possibly be at both, because I have a charisma of 14 and a dexterity of 11. I'm second level sorcerer, first level rogue.
Wow.
I had a couple of points in bard and everything else in sorcerer.
I didn't see the points.
Yeah, I had like 8 points in wizard.
Yeah, hot stuff was just pure wizard.
Oh,
but
I think we were
both true neutral.
Yeah, we were true neutral.
Yeah, I scored 19 points in neutral evil and 19 points in chaotic evil. Which, neutral evil... No. Neutral evil is pretty close. I would consider myself a very true neutral sort of person.
Yeah.
I'm not especially a good person, but I'm not, like, completely evil. I don't know. I scored 4 points in wizard and 6 points in sorcerer. God damn it.
Sorry, dude.
I got 13 points in human and 14 points in dwarf. So, but yeah,
that's weird that they didn't. My totals didn't add up to the same. Unless I got 14, maybe I was 14 gnome, 13.
I don't remember. I've chopped mine down.
I got 2 in good, 8 in neutral, and 9 in evil. Which
I
guess probably
nothing. I got nothing at all in evil. I was like neutral good, neutral lawful.
Oh.
Just a little more neutral than...
Yeah, I got equal neutral and chaos. So yeah, that's pretty close.
It was always hard for me to determine, like, where I would be on the lawful, neutral, chaotic scale, because I feel like, in general, I behave lawfully, except with laws that I disagree with.
Yeah.
Like, I respect the idea of law, I just don't respect, like, you know...
Individual laws.
Have a beer and drive home, but don't have a beer while driving home. You know.
Right.
Let's see. Noodle Bandit says, thank you for the new foam noodles. I nearly made happy girly noises. Well, we'll have to do something next holiday that will make you actually make happy girly noises.
What, that's some sort
happy
of
girly noise generation machine.
I think they sell those at Spencer's. And usually a rollover, says Furtawoon, my beaten up effect would be removed and I would gain HP and MP according to my housing. Now I get the HP and MP, but the beaten up effect is still there. That should not have changed.
Maybe, is it an artifact of the new house?
I was wondering if it's if you change the beanbag or something.
I don't think so. I was pretty sure that the way that works... I mean, I changed the remove effect function, but surely the daily script is not calling that. Let's look at daily. Search for the name of the effects table. It is not there at all. Oh, right. It's called... it's not called effects. Let's see. Now it should be deleting from the effect table where effect ID equals 7.
Hmm.
You know, unless it's just another one of those queries that's not fucking run.
Well, the thing is that I've got a, well, no, like I said, we'll catch it. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with that stuff.
You know, this could just be a spurious report too.
Could be.
I like. Dr. Van Van Mojo's suggestion for a trophy?
Spurious George. that's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
let's see. Isindel says, once you've done something in the second part of the entrance cavern, the game is smart enough to give you a last adventure link to it. Could the game be smart enough to do the same with the first part of the entrance cavern, too? Yeah, that's probably doable.
Sorcerer of Rogue?
Well, the Rogue is your backstabbing nature.
I mean, like,
you're definitely
is that, like,
card,
completely, you know, a function of me being neutral evil?
I don't know, actually.
A dexterity score of 11.
I thought it was based on your stats, but apparently they have questions that determine your class.
I'm apparently a very ineffectual sorcerer.
I ended up with, like, 16 int, 15 charisma.
Well, for sorcerer.
For sorcerer, yeah. Apparently charisma's a big deal, too.
Yeah. You don't really need intelligence to be a sorcerer.
A couple points in Bard, too. I think Bard is all about charisma, right?
Yeah. I got negative 23 monk, negative 17 paladin.
Neat. So next Christmas, I'm getting Xenophobe a knife and Riff a loot.
I got lots of knives, though.
You know, you can always use another knife. Lots of backs, you know.
Yeah. Need a dispenser.
Yeah, because you need a new knife for every back.
Well, yeah, because you got to leave your calling card, you know.
And my calling card is these elaborate knives that I keep getting from that sorcerer guy.
Yep, you keep summoning more and more elaborate knives and leaving them in people's backs. Whereas Riff keeps summoning more and more elaborate loots and playing a delightful melody for everyone in the inn.
Yeah.
To distract them while I backstab them. Sneak attack.
Kevin B. say, Hanks in Bad Moon, which is similar to Pigs in Space.
Apparently, you can... I don't know if I should say this on the radio, but what the hell. You can send packages from your banks.
Yeah.
That is not an acceptable workaround. We should figure out some way to make this not...
take away the...
suck?
not suck, exactly. This situation,
I mean,
sucks.
The thing is, it sucked. It was dumb that you could get there via URL manipulation and not through the game. I guess that we could just put Hanks... we could put Hank in Hades.
I would just have the concierge in Heartbreakers willing to go fetch stuff for you.
Yeah, I guess that works. Since we're not really going to use Heartbreakers.
Well, the thing is, I think I will use Heartbreakers for the perma unlock of Bad Moon.
Yeah, but there can be lots of different stuff in there.
Yeah, I guess Heartbreakers could be its own container document. But it might also be fun for just Hank to be in hell with a big sack. He was like, yeah, I went to hell. Here's all your stuff. and we just, like, basically write a different text for Hanks.
Yeah.
Also, I'm carrying around 35,000 bricks. Would you like to read one?
we're now under five digits of bricks left.
Are we?
To prove.
Yeah. You know what we really ought to do?
You just approve all the rest of the...
No, we ought to turn that approval process over to the dev team.
No.
Why not?
Because it sucks, and I don't want to drive them away.
Oh, come on. They'll be done in a week.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It does suck, though. It is.
Yeah, it's just horrible. But we're getting there.
Yeah. Maybe the...
I'm kind of brutal. If there's a fucking typo, it's just gone. I just don't care.
Yeah, no, I usually reject ones where words are spelled wrong.
Yeah.
I'm saying all the bricks from Hanks were used to pave the road for in Hades, because it's, you know, all the bricks were...
Each
were
of them was a good intention.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Play Havoc says, in Barney's, you should find an ultra-rare adventure where you fight a large purple dinosaur. And you kill him, and it says, at last, you've killed Barney. There was some door game that I used to play where...
Door
you
game?
Killed Barney the dinosaur.
I think my first experience with...
That does sound familiar.
My first experience with Usenet was an anti-Barney the dinosaur news group.
Everybody hated Barney.
Yep.
It was kind of an insipid children's program, like beyond, above and beyond the level of insipidity that normal children's programming provides.
You know? Did you ever see Death to Smoochie?
No.
It's basically a movie around the premise of killing Barney. It was actually pretty good. Ed Norton plays Barney.
I love you.
Okay, so there's a door game called Barney Splat, an online game where you and your users can kill Barney, our favorite purple dinosaur. Maybe that was it.
Maybe that was it.
Huh. It was Barney Splat. It was on some like bullshit BBS. It was not a good game. It was not even like a real game. It was just
push a button. You killed Barney. Would you like to do it again?
I really wish that. Like, I don't. A friend of mine and I did a significant amount of work on a door game, and it was really too late. It basically, I don't think, even if it had been really good, that it would have had a chance of catching on, but I kind of wish that we had actually finished it and put something out there.
You guys should have made 3 door games, and then you could have shown people 2 of them.
Right, and then asked them if they wanted to play the game that was behind that door, or if they wanted to switch with one of them. Yeah.
And then asked them what the odds were of...
Yeah. Good old Marilyn Vossavant. That was, like, my entire freshman year of high school was spent arguing about that. And even once you understand it, there's still some arguing, right? Because it's like this sort of like you sort of have to take the host's intentions into account, right? Because, like, you know, the idea is, all right, let's say that there are 1,000,000 doors,
yeah,
right? He says, all right, you can pick a door, or you can switch to this door that I have selected out of the remaining 999,999 doors. If he is bound to pick the door that has the grand prize behind it, if possible, then obviously it makes sense to switch. But if he's not, maybe he's just fucking with you. Because there is obviously a set of circumstances under which he is allowed to just pick a door at random. Because if you have chosen the right door,
right,
he is allowed to pick a door at random.
Right.
If you have the... And I don't know that requirement is ever actually stated.
But if you've chosen the wrong door... And then he has 2 doors, one of which is, like, if it's just a 3-door thing, you can choose either an empty door or a...
Well, the way I always heard it phrased was slightly different. It's not that he picks a door and says, you can keep what you want, or you can have this, keep what you picked, or take this door that I picked. What he does is he opens an empty door.
Yeah, he always opens an empty door.
So,
okay.
So in the version with 1,000,000 doors...
He would open you pick a door, 998
yeah.
doors.
Empty
yeah,
doors.
And then
yeah.
It would be pretty clear. So if he was bound to open empty doors.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Frank and Beans sent in a... And I don't know what happened with this, because I got a couple bug reports on this today. Using a pygmy blowgun against an ancient protector spirit results in it. Your opponent writhes as it takes percent DMG damage from the poison. That must mean it's doing no damage via poison. Wild. There was a thing where I think what was happening was that the poison counter... Because the way poison works is it sets a counter, deals that amount of damage, and then cuts the amount of poison in half, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what was happening is that it was probably getting set to a number less than 1.
But not 0.
But not 0. So it wasn't... It was trying to display it. Since it didn't have any actual number of damage to display, it was just doing that. Because that's what happens if you basically call the deal damage function with no damage being dealt.
Doesn't do anything.
So, yeah, and I, there was definitely some goofy, like, formatting in that, but I don't understand why that suddenly came up now.
You've been pushing fight.
I have been messing with the fight script a lot.
And so have I.
Yeah. That and the other... ginormous super secret project that's taken up all of my time. And it's awesome.
2 more weeks.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep saying that every week.
Yeah,
until
this new content rollout is a definite geographical oddity. 2 weeks from any time.
It's going to be great, though.
Huh?
It's going to be great.
It is going to be great.
We're planning on putting the first skeletal version of it into testing tonight.
Yep. So it'll get some dev testing while we run off to Las Vegas.
Viva Lavala.
Gamble away all the company's money. Oh, yeah, guys, you guys might not have a home or a job when I get back. Or you might have two homes and two jobs, depending on how.
Can I have the extra home but not the extra job?
Yeah, well, fine. So I guess you guys get two homes each and I get, you know, I get two, three, four jobs.
Is there are you guys just going for kicks, or is there, like, a toy show or something that Roy's doing?
No, it's just Scully was going because Vaginal Bloodfart is getting married, and he was like, hey, you should have Jake come witness our wedding, and so I'm going to go witness the wedding and also drink a lot of beer.
Cool.
But, yeah. I haven't been to Vegas in a while. The last time I went to Vegas was when I got married. And that was like 2 years ago. That was more than 2 years ago. God, that's weird. How did I go more than 2 years without going to Vegas?
I went to Vegas to help the prodigious artist exhibit his wares at a trade show. That was awkward.
It was awkward.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, because it was not the right scene.
It was not the right scene for his particular stuff. It was
there wasn't enough cocaine at hookers.
There wasn't. And it was called the Pool Trade Show, and the highlight of the whole thing was when these four guys in business suits came up to our booth and were like, hey, can we ask you a question? Are there any swimming pools around here, or where's the pools? And we're like, this is like a fashion trade show. And they're like, pool fashions? I'm like, no, pool isn't like collective, like collecting together. And they're like, you got to be shitting me. And they had spent like, you know, like $100 each to get into this convention, and they thought it was like pool equipment and like accessories and stuff, and yeah, not so much.
Oh man.
I'm gonna fix this.
Oh, there's a forum thread for the combat action bar now.
Is it all ebullient?
They seem to like it.
Sorry, I'm fixing an issue that Foggy reported here. Ah! And then accidentally clicking my link to the KOL wiki instead of,
Bob 33333 says, here's a dumb joke. Where does the spooky fairy gravy fairy live? Answer, the gravy yard.
That was the one we asked for dumb jokes.
I know. That's bizarre.
Yeah, why did we do that?
Let's see. The Naughty Sorceress nurses, Naughty Sorority nurses, says the Duke of Doi Tongue. Seem to be invincible at the moment. I fought two of them on the battlefield, doing around 45 to 55 points of damage. Doing about 35, 45 points of damage per turn. And both times during the battle, both times the battle ended after 30 rounds without me defeating them. Bug, no, you just aren't capable of killing them. We probably ought to have that fight end earlier and with a different message.
I guess. I mean, there are ways to defeat them.
No, certainly. Certainly it is possible to defeat them. I wonder, like, the thing is, for situations where we know that it's possible for the round limit to kick in, and it's okay for the round limit to kick in,
yeah, that's
I
true.
Feel like we ought to put in some narrative other than we're working on a way to prevent this from happening, because we're not working on a way to prevent that from happening with the sorority nurse, you know?
So, let's just change that message entirely and be like, the monster gets bored with you and gets off.
Yeah.
Or maybe the monster can enrage and just destroy you in one hit.
Yeah.
I like that because it sort of arbitrarily punishes the player rather than just doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah. That's that's definitely our style.
Neutral evil, everybody.
Yeah. I'm embracing it.
And from my true neutral standpoint, I'm going to have to greet that idea with a...
ambivalence.
Is true neutrality equivalent to ambivalence?
Not... completely.
Does it have ambivalence equivalents?
Perhaps. Or, excuse me, I don't know.
or I don't care, asshole. Hey, what's that over there?
I think that's the chaotic neutral. Yeah.
Or maybe the chaotic neutral.
I guess chaotic evil would just be like lying, pretending you knew the answer, and then calling me an asshole.
And then killing you while you slept.
Siegfried says, how many undiscovered ultra rares are there?
Seven.
Yeah. Smoking Tongue says, would On the Trail at the hippie slash frat battlefield affect a hero adventure showing up? No, because you cannot get the same hero more than once, and so it...
I think they mean, like, if you've, like, sniffed out a different...
If you sniff out one hero, does it... Yeah,
no, not one hero, like, just a normal monster.
Oh.
And then, would that make the hero less likely to...
No. The way those work, it would not. Drongo says, hi guys, thanks for the game, I enjoy muchly. Quick question, is it deliberate that a penguin goodfella tries to do physical attacks against the ancient protector spirits? He's smart enough to do the right specific element, but seems to miss that any element would be better than none. Yeah, once we had things that were physically resistant but did not have an elemental alignment, it broke a lot of the perfect damage logic in a lot of different places. I think that it is fixed with the pumpkin bucket now. I believe that I fixed that. And I think I can probably fix it with the Goodfella. Although, I don't remember the Goodfella doing perfect damage.
I don't remember the Goodfella.
Blizzbob says, so, nice surprise with actually pulling out generic summer holiday. I thought you wouldn't implement it till May. I'm highly disappointed, though, in the heavily breathing effect. The name seems to imply that there's a reference to the song Barely Breathing in there, but there's not. Grrr. I don't know that song.
Me either.
Does anybody else know that?
Nope.
And then Blizzbob also says, did you get another accidental meat sink effect from this holiday like you did from Dependence Day? No, I think people probably learned their lesson. And also, they were very obviously not consumable. Or at least they weren't obviously consumable. You know, nobody expects to be able to use a firecracker over and over again, right? I mean, I guess you could use it to, like, pretend that you were setting off a firecracker. If you could find the little cardboard tube. But, STG also asked, generic summer outfit? No, don't need that.
We can't because there's not a hat or pants in the outfit. That's the insurance that we have.
Again. Well, what people wanted was for the... duck to become pants and the noodles become a weapon, I see. Could we do an outfit that, I mean, just theoretically, could we do an outfit that was a pair of pants and three accessories? I feel like we probably could.
Maybe. Because all the ones that aren't just, a pair of pants and two accessories, you said?
A pair of pants and three accessories. Oh.
I think so, actually. Because the only thing that comes close is the net hack outfit, and that's a hat, a weapon, and an accessory.
Right.
So, yeah, we could probably do that.
So you couldn't do a hat and two accessories, though, because then you'd be able to wear the net hack outfit and do it at the same time.
Or you pants and two accessories.
Right, that's what I meant.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, thanks for the new holiday. Yay for new content. Just a suggestion, though. Can we have a multi-swim option that lets us use multiple turns for swimming without decrementing the event timer? It's kind of repetitious to swim, adventure 10 turns, swim, adventure 10 turns, etc. It'd be nice to bank it, swim 6 times, adventure 60 times. Thanks again. Well.
So you'd get all of your, the buff turns at the end of the...
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, it's a little goofy, right? Like,
it's sort of a self-regulating mechanism, though, to keep people from just stacking those adventures infinitely. There's a trade-off cost.
Yeah, but the trade-off cost is just annoyance, right? I mean,
yeah.
Because they're not...
That's a trade-off cost.
It is. I mean, I've considered, though, just because also it seems like a bug, right? You were like, hey, this is only giving 9 turns of the effect, and uh-huh. I thought the same thing because I adventured there twice and had 19 turns of the bug.
Yeah.
I wonder if... the non-combats that gave you an effect couldn't just add one to it if you already had the effect.
Could.
Like, we could do that, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not... It isn't... it isn't doing anything except allowing people to do the same thing that they would already be doing, only more conveniently. The thing is, there's hardly anywhere that you can control getting a non-combat that gives you an effect and just get it every single turn, right? Like
this is like the first place.
It's weird. Stuff like this keeps coming up because, the whole adventure system didn't used to be anywhere near as sophisticated as it is now. So before, like if we had written this holiday 2 years ago, it would have been probably a separate script. It would have just taken away a turn. But doing it, being able to do everything through the adventure script with all the like sort of built-in zone logic that we can do now is, it's neat and also causes unexpected consequences. Like that fucking Easter egg bug, man, that was cool.
I don't remember.
Okay, so the way that it worked, I don't know if I actually explained this on the radio before, but somebody discovered a way. It was effectively a very irritating infinite meat bug, right? If you had a zone in a state where there was only one possible adventure and it did not take a turn, you could keep trying to adventure there and it would keep rolling for Easter eggs.
Huh.
And not take a turn when you got the Easter egg. So it became less and less likely with every egg that you found, but it didn't cost anything and you could just script it to do it millions and millions of times. I feel like eventually it would stop, right? Eventually it would get to the point where you were only getting an egg every 200 years or whatever, no matter how many times you were running it. But, that kind of thing didn't used to happen, because there didn't used to be places where we would say, okay, we're going to use an adventure that doesn't cost any turns to give you a message, right? In particular, it was the goatlet. Like, if you haven't cleared the goatlet, you could keep going, no, I don't want to clear the rubble, and getting out of that choice adventure, and it wouldn't take a turn, and you could just keep doing that an infinite number of times. Watertail says, weird. Bob33333 says, first of all, there are squatters on www.kingdomofloathing.com. there are squatters on kingdomofloating.com also.
What about Kingdom of Loathing?
I don't know. Probably.
I think that's an indication that we've made it to greatness.
Goddamn AOL got KOL.com. Somebody registered and gave me playkol.com, but because of the way that the credentials were set up on the registration site, I ended up letting it expire because, I didn't want to put my information. Like, he just gave me his username and password for the registration site, right? And so I didn't want to use it because it's not that I didn't trust the guy, because I totally did, but it was possible for them to suddenly, we say, hey, playkol.com, now redirects to kingdomofloathing.com, and then he changes it to redirect to Goatse.
Yeah.
Oh, man, at my house, there's a lemon tree that is has proven itself particularly fecund this year, and so we're totally thinking about having a lemon party next weekend, and I'm serious, though. Hey, I was actually meaning to ask you, was there ever a Good Eats about lemons?
No.
Huh. That's disappointing. What about I was hoping that All Brown would have, hundreds of awesome ideas for things that I could do with fucking giant truck full of lemons that
make
is shaped like a tree and parked in my backyard.
You can make a series of lemon meringue pies.
My wife wants me to make it clear that it was, in fact, entirely her idea to have this lemon party.
That is true.
I have verified that, in fact, if you do less than one damage, you do get the percent DMG combat in fight. So that's
how'd you verify that?
Well, I was testing another bug that Foggy reported. He said possible minor bug with the hat rack. Said when equipped with an extreme scarfed, apparently is doing damage to your opponent but not reporting it in the attack message, which
I put a DMG in there as a result of that, and then I forgot to read Foggy's bug report.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Yeah, sorry, Foggy.
I was testing that, and I got a percent DMG on my level one hat rack.
Huh.
So I think it just was doing. It was trying to do less than one damage. So.
Glebe says, please rewrite the entire basement so that all of the tests are cunnilingus metaphors. I don't know that many cunnilingus metaphors. I don't think I actually know any. No, okay. There's muff diving.
Eating the carpet.
The mustache ride.
Who wants a mustache ride?
body massage. Body massage. Body massage.
Just talking about body massages while he moves the live power line. It's weird that nobody has ever seemingly been able to successfully identify the reggae song about the bus ride.
Yeah. It's like some people think it's the one thing, and then all the other side of the people going, no, it fucking isn't.
It seems really strange that you couldn't immediately verify that by finding MP3s of the songs that they're talking about.
But yeah.
Somebody needs to ask that Fensler dude. It turns out he's a writer for Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
Oh, really?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it does make a lot of sense, but I think my wife figured out what's wrong with Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
I've never actually seen it.
Tim and Eric. If you remove Tim and Eric from Tim and Eric Awesome Show, just have the writers and all the celebrity guests.
Awesome Show.
It would be fucking great. But, no, it's...
So that's
it
like
needs to be rearranged.
The Garfield without Garfield.
Awesome Show in spite of Tim and Eric presents Tim and Eric's Awesome Show. Yeah, it is. It is like a...
I've actually never seen
that. Garfield minus Garfield is just...
It's eerily interesting. I wouldn't say it's always funny.
No, it's not funny. It's depressing. I mean, sometimes it's funny, but for the most part, it's just like, damn. We're gonna walk in one day and just, you know, see a shadow on the wall of him hanging from the ceiling fan.
That would be a kind of comical way to kill yourself, because you spin around.
Yeah, well.
I decided to play Calliope music.
Uber Noodle Boy says, those old-timey candy shops never sell those radium lozenges that kept my humors virile back in the day. the Tristero points out, shouldn't the Oasis Clover adventure mention that your clover has gone poof? And it should. Gonna go ahead and fix that,
It's too dry. In the because there's a hole, and so when you get to the when you get to the oasis, it doesn't actually go poof, it's just sort of melt.
Your 10-leaf clover disappears in a puff of smoke. I had forgotten that we actually type that into every clover adventure rather than the code just putting it at the end of every clover adventure.
Well, I mean, it doesn't always make sense. Like, sometimes the clover burns up, sometimes, you know, it disappears in a puff of logic.
Or melts.
Or melts, or, you know, you eat it, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Somebody, who is this? Ziggy Zagnut sends me a link to Game, 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 and again, Game, which is kind of cool.
What is Game, Game?
It sounds familiar.
It's just
this weird, that's really crazy, sketchy, psychotic thing.
Crazily drawn, really, like, just sort of bad, deliberately bad flash.
Yeah.
Is this by the same guy that did the Seriously Now Zombies Are Attacking or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget. J's Games would know.
Yeah.
It would have a... I haven't looked at J... I always forget about J's Games. I don't have it in my... have it in my little... my little bar thing I can't fucking describe. Hey, another tower defense game.
Yay, those aren't overdone.
You know, I hate those games so much.
Really? They're fun. They can be fun.
See, the thing is, desktop tower defense...
Got it kind of... Perfect.
Yeah, it's just an entirely different game than the typical, like, when there is a predetermined path through, and you just have a certain, you know, you just build cannons on the sides, it is sort of like a really boring game of Grow, right? Because it's just figuring out...
Yeah, I don't like Grow either.
Yeah, and I mean, Grow is interesting, and it looks cool, and I will play each one of them once, and then I will look at a walkthrough and watch the whole thing happen, and... That's it for me for a few months until the next Grow game comes out, right?
You miss some of the interactions on the Well Done Grows where there's interactions that you don't see if you do them in the right order.
Yeah. See, Grow RPG I played a lot. That's the only one that I ever actually solved on my
own. Yeah.
Because it was like, ah, neat. I'm into the content of this, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, the other ones, more, like, I don't know. It was cool that he got sick and then he wrote a Grow about being sick.
Yeah.
And then when it was Christmas, he wrote a Grow about Christmas. And then eventually, you know, I don't know.
He'll be a Grow about
car accident.
Yeah.
Desktop tower defense, though, has this sort of aspect where you are constructing the maze out of your towers, and that's just, it's kind of cool. It adds, I don't know. I've spent a lot of time playing Desktop Tower Defense and a little bit of time playing every other tower defense game that's ever come out.
There was the one that's got the Revenge of the Stick or whatever. That's the staplers and paperclips and
Deal with the graphics in that one.
It's the same basic concept though.
Yeah, so. Where you are building the maze, but they've got that like Peter Molyneux game thing going on where like Dungeon Keeper and Syndicate where it's possible for shit to just be on top of other shit. Like, it's possible for more than one thing to occupy the same space. And that's something drives me crazy.
That one, I don't think that is true. I think there's a grid.
Is there? Because, I mean, there's definitely, like, over.
Definitely.
Like, shit is, like, walking in front of your towers, right? As opposed to being near, like, you know.
I don't remember.
It's not, it is unclean in a way that, meaning, like, it's
unclean.
On its own.
Unclean!
What is that from?
Lepers in medieval times.
And you guys both just knew that they used to yell that.
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm not sure. I don't remember where I heard that from, but it's just like anytime someone says unclean, I'm like, unclean!
They had that bell that they would clang to warn everybody.
We should
break a take.
Yep.
Yodo says, are you comfy? Do you need to go to the toilet? Should we take a break? I think we should.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to, I guess I'm going to play some John Linnell State songs because I keep you know what, I do have the entire network drive full of music
to say,
yeah, but I always forget about it. I got a couple more states and Montana.
Bimu says, howdy, last night I had a vivid dream that there was an easier way to rearrange my trophy case. It was almost better than Crimbo, so yeah, thought I'd put that out there. That may be the next application of the drag and drop thing. I think people will want that quite a bit.
The crazy drag and drop,
yeah.
Drag and drop!
that'd be a fun game.
Or a delicious lozenge.
Filled with radium.
Barrel.
All right, we'll see you in a couple of bits.
Crash my bicycle in a big South Carolina wreck. Crash my bicycle. dreadful words.
Thank you. up and tell the information to the man in the next bed down. In the morning he'll tell someone the last thing that I said when I told him that Montana was a lag. From the beginning there was something about it staring me in the face. I should have guessed it right away when it started with a feeling and ending in a lag. And it seemed to me Montana was a lag.
Hey, and that was the last song.
No.
I didn't even get myself a beer. Whoa, weird.
We actually broadcasting and people can hear us and stuff.
That's fucked up. You know, I wonder when is this doing this? Okay, so it does time open close in PHP, that's going to use the current web server time as a Unix timestamp, right?
I think so.
What time do the database server, or what time do the web servers, the live servers, think that it is now?
8:10. They're also saying it's Mountain Standard Time, which...
I don't know if it's Mountain Standard here now or not.
It should be.
Because the post-rollover 15-minute counter, I'm getting reports, is happening now, which it shouldn't be. It should be happening past 8:30 and during the entire 9 o'clock hour. But it's pulling the time from the database server, but then it's not using that time in the code, so I don't know.
Maybe the database servers are traveling near the speed of light. Are you playing Mahjong?
I'm playing Open Doors.
What is that?
It's a new game on Kongregate.
On what?
On Kongregate.
Oh, yeah? Are there badges?
I don't know.
Badger.
If there's badges, I want to earn them!
Speaking of no badges. Earning and badges, we should play World of Warcraft some more.
What? That game sucks.
It doesn't give you a Kongregate score.
Yeah. Somebody made this multiplayer platformer that's very sort of sluggish. I earned a couple badges and then quit playing it, like I do with every Kongregate game.
Was it filled with slugs?
Yeah.
This game doesn't have any badges. What are you thinking, Kevin?
Oh, heaven forbid I should play a game because I think it's got an interesting design or it might be fun.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
You know, where's the reward?
Yeah, you know, we're only interested in other implementations of the Skinner box. We're RPG designers. Real designers.
I bought a DS. This is weird. I'm joining the 20th century.
DS has some good games.
So I played some Professor Layton. Curious Village. That was kind of fun. And some Rocket Slime. So.
You should get a copy of Os Tataka Ewendan.
What's that?
It's the
Is that the cheerleader game?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Nice.
I played enough of that to get the idea. I don't think I need to play through it.
But it's so
frustrating.
It's not frustrating.
It was frustrating just watching it.
I could never beat the first level on Elite Beat Agents. Maybe the second level.
I just didn't have any problem with it. Whatsoever.
Maybe
the later levels they were tough and it took some some tries, but it wasn't like impossible.
Maybe it's because you're black and you have more rhythm than me.
And that could be.
Foggy asks if the maiden wig was supposed to restore hit points and magic points in addition to stunning, because all the other wigs have those two functions. Items that can be purchased in NPC stores, hats, I guess, that can be purchased in NPC stores, were scaled back in terms of the power and powers that they had. So that's why they might
that might be in a category and not have as nice a feature set.
Yeah, the stuff that you can buy in NPC stores in the Null are weird because you know, we have to sort of, you know, the reason that the auto plunger, even though it has enchantments, smashes into useless powder is because
you can make it.
It was something you could basically buy. Trenadel says there is nothing interesting about finding ruins in the hidden city. Would you ever consider turning it into something similar to Minesweeper and increasing the size? More mini games are more better. Thanks and
so
high five.
If there was an empty jungle or space with ruins in it, it would just explode.
Yeah, yeah. It would tell you how many ancient pygmy landmines there were, and you could right click on them to plant a little flag. I don't know. You know, they keep talking about that. C.D. Moyer, in particular, is like, you know, he wants that hunt to be more interesting. What are you laughing at?
Just the naked juice said that today in a literature class, I accidentally said poetries. I think I'm being mind controlled by Donnell Hicks. Please send help immediately. Which is funny. That's such a, like, I wonder if Donnell realizes the legacy that he's created just by visiting your house once.
I don't know. It wasn't even my house. It was
it was
Disco Banjo's house.
Oh,
it
really?
Next door, yeah. I wasn't even there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is some sort of, like, apocryphal, like my second cousin's best friend's Don.
No, I have the sheet of paper that proves that he was there.
Yeah, right.
And he wrote Donnell.com on the back of it, even though there is no Donnell.com. There might be a Donnell.com, but it certainly wasn't there at the time, and it certainly wasn't him.
It's now Intuitive Associates Incorporated.
Maybe he started a company to write to publish his poetries. His MySpace was...
Wow. You mean you actually loaded a page on MySpace?
It was he wrote a poetry about...
Poetries.
He wrote some poetries about his woman's pussy, but misspelled sweet as SWEAT, and made it seem a lot less appealing. Fighting Style says, about how many things are parodies in the game, estimated? None, actually. We don't have any parodies of anything.
You mean 100%?
Is it not a sweet lodge? Because that changes everything.
Yeah. Warlordian says, will you be doing anything or doing something in the future for Pi Day?
We sort of blew our pie wad early. We should have just...
Yeah, that should have waited until...
Put out our pies.
Shit. Speaking of which, I totally forgot to take care of the St. Patrick's Day preparations. I have to do that tonight.
We've got a lot of work to do tonight.
Unless we, I don't know. Does it happen Wednesday night or does it happen Thursday? I mean, yeah. By Wednesday and Thursday, I mean Saturday and Sunday.
I believe it's Saturday night, right?
Yeah, maybe so. The writing is, the writing is done, but there's still a missing. Yeah, crap.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, well. Mauve glow stick it is. Hey, does a non-combat have the ability to destroy an equipped item? I'll have to write that.
Because we're planning on having non-combats destroy all your stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be something that happens in this year's St. Patrick's Day, St. Sneaky Pete's Day stupor is adventuring. You just, you know, all of your equipped items get destroyed. So don't go there with anything cool. Play Havoc says, okay, now for my question via forums. Can we get a super duper ultra hard emo loving path? No, but we are thinking about introducing a super duper ultra hard emu loving path. in
those
keeping with the bestiality theme of this evening.
Yeah, those things can fuck you right up.
Like ostriches.
I agree, as long as you omit the up.
Ho ho!
Fuck you right?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Is that like Phoenix Wright?
They're the only things that really
That's
know really know how to do it.
With,
yeah, whatever. Phoenix Wright is fucking terrible. Just saying. My wife bought the new Phoenix Wright game, although she was upset that it's not actually a Phoenix Wright game, but an Apollo Justice.
It's actually totally about Phoenix Wright.
Is it?
Yeah, it's about him and what he does, but it's not him as the main
character. Your form avatars are creepy as hell.
Is it like his protege?
Mine is awesome.
Creepy as hell.
Yeah. The main, it's one of those, you know, successor children sort of things. But the successor child actually manages to not be completely irritating.
Yeah. I see.
No spoilers.
No, you haven't played it?
No, she hasn't finished it yet.
Yeah, but it's not a spoiler. It's just, you know, it's you know how whenever there's a
spoiler, it's not irritating. Oh, damn it. You ruined it. All of my enjoyment was contingent on me not knowing whether it was irritating or not.
You don't like my form avatar?
Creepy. I'm creepy.
It's just Von Karma. He's a cool guy.
Rex is all coffee spit.
Yes,
coffee spit.
I made one for Josh, but he didn't use it. Avatar.
I don't want your
period. That was kind of awesome.
I was so happy with your Hasselhoff avatar, like that you found just a version of the a David Hasselhoff picture that you can animate the way that
you can use it if you want. I mean,
no, I found the all your base Hasselhoff and the Hass. How are you, gentlemen? Yeah, Hasselhoff avatar day was cool.
Yeah,
we used to have fun at work. Now it's just grind, grind, grind. Time to make the donuts.
Grind, grind, grind. And okay, now we're done playing World of Warcraft. Let's do some work.
We decidedly do not play it at work, right? Like, we come to the office and work and then go home and hang out.
I mean, I haven't played World of Warcraft in, like, 2 weeks.
You're due. You're gonna have all the rest XP you can usefully acquire.
I logged on yesterday to do my transmute on my shaman. So, yeah.
I log in and I do my daily quests on a 70 every day, but that's pretty much the extent to which I play WoW nowadays.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, what 70 do you do your daily quests on?
It's just this random hunter. It's just mostly for wanting something to do in the morning.
I see.
It's like I'm kind of too unfocused to work, but I'm also bored.
You can try eating breakfast.
I do.
You can try drinking coffee.
Oh
yeah, because it always smells like eggs when I get here now.
I finally figured out how to make good scrambled eggs. It's taken me a while, but the trick is to either use a cold pan or wash the pan that you made your sausage in so it's cold.
Huh. The scrambled eggs need to be in a cold pan?
No, you start them in a cold pan, and then it heats it up slowly, so that way they don't get all...
So you don't get get the weird crispy edges?
Yeah, the crispy edges are whenever all the proteins denature and get that runny egg water crap. But have you ever had really crappy scrambled eggs where they're just sort of like sitting in a puddle of water?
Yeah.
Short order cook eggs pretty well on a hot grill all the time. There has to be some way to do it without it...
What they do is they make a disc of ice. They put the ice on the grill and put the eggs on the ice.
An aerosol can full of liquid nitrogen that they spray a spot on the grill.
I thought you were going to say an aerosol can full of scrambled egg batter.
Either that, or they just might.
Possibly.
There was a period in time where I had to make, I think, roughly 80 omelets. It was much harder until I got the pan.
You don't have to make any omelets on your way through the parking lot.
It was much harder until I got the pan up to like a sort of a reasonable temperature.
Omelets are a little different.
But how? How?
Well, you sort of want more cohesion on an omelet than you want on scrambled eggs.
I guess you could also just have the heat low. Or no heat at all, and just heat them with the residual heat.
You could listen to Ski-Lo while you were making
the residual heat
your scrambled eggs.
Watch a movie by J-Lo.
Like The Cell, which would have been a good movie had it not been for J-Lo.
That was such a bad movie. And it looked like it could have been interesting. And
it looked really cool, and it had Vincent D'Onofrio in it, which are two things that usually make movies.
I don't know, the last time I made breakfast, I cleaned the pan out, you know, got it basically cold and put it back on the heat, and the eggs were perfect. Huh. And it took longer, but it was just like so much easier to control and make the eggs good. I don't know.
Giga Shadow 555 say, damn this new feature. No, damn this neat new feature is making me go back to Firefox. Damn you.
Wait, from Internet Explorer?
Yeah, we just saved your shit, man.
Yeah.
later on you can be all, yeah, this my shit, and they just saved it. Jesus saves your shit.
I'm not going to tell you what for.
Stifer says, hey, how do you guys think up item descriptions? Do you sit around a table and just brainstorm, or is it more spontaneous? I mean, typically one of us writes an item description. We'll put in an item, and if we have an idea, we will just write it, and if we don't, we will put in brackets, somebody describe this, please.
And then usually Mr. Skullhead.
Yeah, Mr. Skullhead finds it. Sometimes Riff finds the ones that I leave. It just depends on the time.
Well, like, once in a while, there'll be some item that I just know a good reference for.
Right, yeah.
Or sometimes if I'm, like, just designing a whole zone, and which doesn't really happen that often. I think the last time that happened was Christmas Before Last. Yeah. I wrote pretty much all the descriptions for all the toys.
Right, right, right. And we used them because they were cool.
These little duck suckers. Maybe that was 2 years ago.
Gleeb says, Congregate's experience pyramid scheme is based on a referral system. Yeah, I don't
know. Do you have to, in order to get badges, do you have to trick people into clicking your link?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that sketchy.
Fucking my mini city, man. I want to burn that place to the fucking ground.
What, shitty, titty, pretty city?
Yeah, the shitty, titty, pretty city.
Did it take your stapler or something?
No, it's just, it's one of those... It's like, okay, here's one of those retarded-ass games where the way that you play it is by tricking people into clicking on your links. But it's actually, like, fairly polished-looking, right? And there is some actual gameplay to it. And so I was like, yay, this is the best thing ever! And the whole blogosphere just was shot through with it.
You just said blogosphere.
I know.
Wow, yeah, that's like minus five internet.
I know. And then I yelled at Tobold, and then Tobold was like, fuck you. And I was like, no, fuck you. That's what happened.
Condensed version.
I didn't want to yell at Tobold. I like Tobold. But I had to yell at him. Fucking My Mini City link. Stop it. I said, this erodes the usefulness of the internet as a medium. And he was like, what are you talking about? The internet's already stupid.
Yeah, the internet does make
so making it stupider is okay.
Yeah, so making it stupider is a great idea. Amanda Carrick says, the new action bar works in Firefox 3, Beta 4, well done, 5, Manchester United 0.
That's good, because I didn't test it in Firefox 3, Beta 4
at all. I haven't watched Zero Punctuation this week.
Yeah, we did. We watched it yesterday.
Is it good?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
That's what that series of videos is what got me started on using the word Memorpurger.
Memorpurger.
I almost type it too.
I was surprised. There was a character in yesterday or in last week's or the week before's video holding up a sign that says "I hate niggers," and it is really surprising to me that that did not generate some huge shitstorm.
Maybe it didn't. We just didn't see it.
I mean, it was mocking that.
Sure.
Yeah. It was not glorifying at all.
Sure. But
although there was one in this week's that was like in front of a concentration camp, and it was like some sort of concentration camp joke, and I was like, is he just trying to, like...
trying to generate some controversy.
He's deliberately trying to...
Next week, it's going to be some sort of abortionist...
Right.
Yeah.
Playground.
Oh, man. We should make an MMO where you get experience by bombing abortion clinics.
Uh-huh. And then the enemy faction is where you get points for, like...
Because you get points for flying airplanes into abortion clinics.
Okay, but then you're in these points right for saving babies, and then the ascension mechanic is you are an old person and you get robbed by all the babies that you saved, and like beaten up by the sort of criminals that all the unwanted babies that
the morality slap.
No, you develop Alzheimer's because there was no stem cell research. And
right.
Then
right, okay, right.
You do know that you basically described the entire book Freakonomics, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. The whole premise of the book, and a premise that is beaten over your head at every opportunity, is that abortion was the reason why the crime didn't explode like they said that it was going to in the 80s.
Huh.
And, like, it's a decent point, and I personally agree with it, but every single goddamn sentence is like, but this is directly because of the abortion thing. How about that abortion thing we were talking about? We're really proud of that abortion thing. Why have you heard about it yet? And I just think the book would have been a lot better if they would have made that point once and then just left it the fuck alone. And that was my rant about a book there at that one time.
I have not read Freakonomics.
It's an okay read.
It was fairly high on that list of, like, there was that website that was like, they looked at people's Facebook profiles and their favorite books listed and then correlated them with the average SAT scores for the college.
That's actually why I read that book.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm probably going to read Lolita, and also because I'm a pederast, like hot stuff.
Yeah. Well, like,
you should read Lolita and then make sweet love to a 14-year-old girl like
you
I
should
like
read
to.
Lolita, or at least page 74.
I'd borrow Hot Stuff's copy, but the pages are all stuck together.
But the funny thing about that list of books compared to SAT scores is that the Bible is listed twice.
The Bible and the Holy Bible, just because of the way they did it. Yeah. It's
And I Don't Read was one of the top books.
That's a good book.
Yeah.
Like, huh. Seems like a lot of people would be kind of scared to put Lolita on that sort of a survey.
But the thing is, it doesn't give you, like, you get cred for reading, you know, obscure Russian, I mean, not exactly obscure, but, like, reading anything by a Russian immediately gives you, like, intellectual cred.
He wrote it in English.
Whatever, dude.
I'm sorry.
I am above such mundane concerns. I'm going to go back to reading One Day in the Life of Ivan Denisovich.
Yeah. You know who else wrote in English? The Nazis.
Yeah, couple problems here. Yeah. One, I'm going to call Godwin. Two, I'm going to call bullshit. Insinuate says the Kilbarney BBS door game was indeed called Barney Splat. It was fucking terrible, as I recall. It was not at all interesting.
Well, I mean, the whole killing Barney meme got so tired so fast. Yeah,
and it's a game where you just it's an RPG with exactly one enemy that you just kill over and over again. You level up so you can kill him some more.
Yeah. Mr. Cooley says, regarding the new combat bar, it's awesome and all, but oh no, my ambidextrous functioning. There's totally ambidextrous functioning support built in. Yeah.
That was kind of why this took so long, is working out the interface awesomeness for ambidextrous.
In order to make that work, if you want to use two items, you left-click on one and you right-click on another. If you want to use one item, you left-click on it twice. If you want to use one of the same item, you left-click and right-click on it. If you want to do it with keyboard binds, hit the first keybind and the second keybind, and if you only want to use one of an item, hit keybind and hit enter. And it's all in the forum post. If you read the forum post that I made, it'll explain a lot of that crap for you. Admiral Pants also says, can you make the combat action really work with the number pad? The top row of my keyboard is too far away.
Wow, that's a big keyboard.
Yeah. I thought about that.
Are you sure that's not a giant DDR pad?
Yeah, I thought about that, but the number pad just... one, it doesn't exist on a lot of keyboards. Like a laptop keyboard, it just doesn't exist.
Well, it can. I mean,
It can. And two, there's not really... they're really hard to keep on. Like, I had to pull a lot of shit just to make the fucking hyphen key work in the Mac.
Yeah, I don't understand. Watching the conversation in dev while you guys were...
It's me becoming steadily and steadily more frustrated and murderous.
Yeah, and because there's like a surprising number of people in dev using Macs, right? And a surprising number of just bullshit inconsistencies in Mac browsers.
Okay, I will say that there's a lot of inconsistencies in Mac browsers, but like... Looking at the charts, it was, like, all over the place on a lot of browsers. There were a lot of different things.
But it was all documented and expected, and just with Macs, it wasn't.
Arrow keys up and down, translating into a Mac browser as up and right.
That one was my fault.
Oh, that was just, like, a typo?
That one was actually documented on the site that I used. But it didn't actually tell me which numbers were which, so I just had to guess. And I guessed wrong. But, like, making it work in Internet Explorer was actually easy compared to making this shit work with Macs.
Right.
Which is, you know, as anybody who's ever developed anything in JavaScript ever can tell you, that's not at all how it's supposed to be.
Right.
So. Also, with the number pad thing, there's no logical thing to use for 11 and 12.
There's a plus and minus over there, but I could
just as easily say divide and star.
Yeah. Is there an equals on the number pad also?
No.
There's not.
Somehow rollover started and Dread Pirate Wesley is still logged in and is puzzled by this.
Huh. Yeah, rollover started a couple minutes ago. Something is weird.
There are 35 players still on.
Huh.
Oh, let's see here.
It looks like Dub 3 still has some people on it. Did Doom not get pushed out?
Let's see here.
There are only people on Dub and Dub 3. Okay, so Dub and Dub 3 got swapped around.
Check, up time and see if you get any crap from it.
Oh, yeah, okay, right. Fuck. We're going to take a brief musical break while we fix this, because. Alright, I'll see you guys in a couple minutes here, and we're going to play a long song. We're going to play this Arkansas song, but I don't know how it goes. Understand the problem, fixed it. So sorry about that, kids.
Did you point everybody?
Yeah. Everybody should have been destroyed with neutral evil efficiency.
Rabbit Zora says true neutral usually means you do whatever you feel like. I do what I want. Keep in mind, if you were to change the non-combat to give you extra turns if you already have the effect, doing the Moxie effect after the muscle would cause weird stuff. Yeah, that's true. Although that's probably fine because you could control just getting the one that you want. I mean, you're, the kind of people who would be impacted by this are the kind of people who are probably affording themselves that much control over it anyway. Because, you know, if you wanted 30 turns of each of them, I don't think that you would put all three things on and just adventure until you had 30 turns of each. I think you would get them in sequence. Captivity says, Lemon Party? Genius! And then links to lemonrecipes.net, which I'm afraid to click on.
It's actually just a lemon recipe.
Oh, well, fine.
Lemon chicken, creamy lemon.
Lemon dill salmon. I like dill and I like salmon. Lemon curd.
I don't like dill. I don't know why.
Wow, Jesus. 2 cups of lemon juice, 1.5 cups of sugar, and 14 egg yolks. Why 14 egg yolks?
And what the hell are you going to do with 14 egg whites? I guess make a meringue.
You could also make lemon meringue with the...
Without the Bugs Bunny reference?
You could make lemon meringue with the whites and lemon curd with the yolks.
That's pretty much what you do with lemon meringue pie.
Is there anything you can make with lemon and eggshells?
intestinal lesions.
would eggshells fuck you up if you swallowed them?
I don't think so.
I feel like they wouldn't. I feel like you... Perhaps like, what you would shit a string of pearls.
And it would probably hurt.
It depends on the size of the pearls, I guess. Yeah. Again, see Spencer's for details. although I don't know if Spencer's sells anal beads. That might be a little too far down that road.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they don't.
You might have to go to the Hustler Superstore.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that they don't sell sex toys at Spencer's. But I haven't been in a Spencer's in like 10 years. I've actually never seen a Spencer's outside of my hometown.
There's one here at Fiesta Mall.
Oh. Well, I've never been past like the game shop.
The what?
The GameStop in Fiesta.
Oh, the GameStop. I thought you said the gay shop, and I'm like, I didn't know there was one of those, and I didn't know you were gay. you've been to Papoulet's. Papoulet's isn't the same anymore, man. The Euro place, or maybe you've never been there.
I've been there. Yeah.
Have you? Okay.
I go there all the time. I don't think that they've changed much. It's like it's not the same old guy working there.
Yeah, but the food just hasn't been as good since that new guy showed up. Maybe I'm just prejudiced. I only like old people.
Yeah.
So I see that it's a new young guy.
Like,
I assume
he's. I haven't really been there much lately. But even though he doesn't really work the counter anymore, it seems like. You know, it's not different. I mean, it's kind of hard to fuck up a Euro.
They changed the menu, too. Like, the physical menu.
They did do that.
They replaced it with something
else.
That's
like
fancy.
The first place we went whenever I came here that one summer.
No, the place was awesome. I was super happy to have discovered it.
Yeah. No, but that's closer to the entrance than the GameStop is. So.
Oh, depending on the entrance. I usually go in the other end.
There's one that's, like, right by the food court.
Yeah, that's true.
And, yeah.
Do you think the listeners can reconstruct the floor plan of the mall just from your descriptions?
Probably. When we go to when we went to the Radio Shack to buy this $80 abortion.
Seriously, just make hot stuff. Take it back.
I can fix it. I can make it.
Do you have the technology?
I can fix it by buying another $80 worth of shit. Somebody needs to bomb that $80 abortion clinic.
Your laptop needs a line.
With an $80 bomb.
That's part of the problem. You need a line in instead of a mic in.
I do.
It seems like there might be some sort of like a PCM CIA card.
I've got a mic in USB adapter, so I'm thinking there might be a simple line in USB adapter.
That's true.
Which would be nice.
I forgot that USB pretty much supplanted the existence of PCMCIA.
Yeah. I didn't realize it, but this laptop doesn't have a PCMCIA slot. It has some other
That's
card
for
slot.
Like a secure media card or something like
that. No, it's some replacement technology for PCMCIA, I think.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to look at it.
You know what PCMCIA stands for?
No.
People can't memorize computer industry acronyms.
I see.
Seriously, what it stands for?
Does it really?
Yeah.
Huh. Speaking of which, fuck. I need to. Do not let me leave for Vegas without ordering those fucking hard drives that I need to order. I don't. This is shit that I have to do before I go home tonight. Is just piling up.
Personal Computer Memory Card International Association.
Sorry. Well, I liked it better, Mike.
Yeah, no, I mean,
yours
I like
yours is much better.
do you need to buy a hard drive? I'll put that in the list of things to write down.
List of things to write down. That no, let no one ever say that your methods are efficient.
I'll write that down later.
Ceiling mariachi. Yeah. Right, dining at the Y. Another kind of lingus euphemism.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like so an hour ago.
It is. I know that the guys at my first job would sometimes talk about the whisker biscuit with a side of thighs.
Ugh.
Yeah. That doesn't make it sound too good. Ether's Allure and My Dupe says, the intros to Toxicity and Reno Dakota are remarkably similar. Discuss. They're not that similar.
The theme to Futurama is basically every other note of mbop.
Right.
It's true.
And on an unrelated note, says Ether's Allure and My Dupe, how much easier on the database is the CAB? Not at all.
It's a little bit harder, but not much. I mean, it as far as like individual combat rounds, it's using more bandwidth, and it's not any worse on the database.
It has to load a little bit of data out of the database to populate itself in the beginning of each combat, right?
And anytime you change it, you have to. But that isn't very database.
It's also only hitting a single table, and it's on DB2, and it's only hit for
either remembering your Blackbird name or for the combat action bar.
I see.
It's a very low traffic sample.
The basic. Sort of, it sits there and it just uses it. It's kind of like a grease monkey script that just parses the old drop downs and generates itself based on that. So it's not. It's just entirely.
It's about as database trafficking, or about as low on the database trafficking scale as I could possibly make it.
Apparently, the countdown timer for Ascension is also triggering an hour early. I thought that we were past
combat. I mean, for rollover?
Yeah, that's what somebody says.
And it was fine for me.
Huh. Really?
I think.
I don't know. Somebody is reporting that it showed up an hour early, and that the 15-minute for login attempts also showed up an hour early.
Weird.
Yeah, it is weird, because, like, the database seems to know what time it is.
But most of those calls don't use the database time. It's the thing they use web server time.
Those don't? I mean, the warnings come from the dev server.
You might have a, Geth Intertron, look and see if the time, the time zone for those servers. Since we've reinstalled the database, make sure that they're on Arizona time as opposed to just MST time.
Yeah. We part of the reason that I have to get those hard drives is so that we can. This is fucking terrifying, but so that we can wipe and install a new OS on dev.
Oh,
yeah, that's great. Back up anything you want from dev.
Yeah, I was gonna say I basically
everything is backed up. I've been trying to clear off some hard drive space. We're also putting some sort of miscellaneous network storage so that like all the tarballs of random old log files that I like to hang on to, I can throw somewhere other than just filling up the hard drive on the dev server all the time.
And also requiring a goddamn gigantic ass rsync.
Yeah. How did tarball not become some sort of racial epithet?
I don't know.
Because you don't really think of a person whenever you say ball. I mean, maybe you do because they're flying towards your chin all the time, but, you know.
They were zing.
Balls flying at me all day long.
Yeah.
Jake and I learned, taught ourselves how to juggle badly this afternoon.
We weren't doing that. I mean, for the first try at tandem juggling, I'd say we were doing relatively well.
Wow. My comment about balls could not have been at a better time.
Yeah,
indeed. Well, there's also this bag of balls that's roughly chin height in the room.
Yeah, just face level ball sack.
Suspended from the ceiling.
It's my decorating secret.
Putting balls actually opportune that are close to your chin.
And now I can't, what was I going to do? Oh yeah, I was going to give Amplitude some more radio button candies, but I can't on account of,
This is going to kind of suck balls to try to work.
Well, it'll be fine by the time the show's over,
yeah.
I think.
Amanda Carrick says, bug, the new toolbar doesn't show up in non-combats. It's not supposed to.
It's not supposed to. The keybinds are there in non-combats, and they're there in choice adventures, too, so you can be all like, 1, 2, 3, 4, get your woman on the floor. Kind of get up, get
Hot
down.
Stuff really wanted it to be there all the time, but I just can't justify it.
It's visually it's visually unsettling for it to not be there to me, but I can understand.
I mean, that's the thing. There just wouldn't be... It would be... Like, I can't really think of anything that you could do with it outside of combat that wouldn't basically require us to be writing a macro interface.
Or just, like, requiring it to, you know, be able to randomly cast effects and stuff on yourself, so for which there's already an interface for it, which is called Quick Skills.
Right.
I think most of the things that Hot Stuff wanted that bar to do outside of combat, Quick Skills takes care of.
I don't know. I wonder how long before anybody other than me is pushing for a macro system.
You had to say it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
I hate
I
you
did.
So very much.
It's not going to be that hard.
I just don't want to do it.
I know. But you don't ever want to do anything. But so much awesome stuff gets done, you know?
What about Macross? We could do some sort of, like, bike off-road racing minigame.
We could also put in a Picross minigame that you have to play in order to access the macro system.
Yep.
And isn't Macross some anime?
Yeah, it is.
I don't know. There's some off-road biking thing that's...
There was a video game. There was, like, an old, like, very early 90s or late 80s video game that was called Macross that seemed to be based on some anime, because it was just incomprehensible.
Is that your basis for whether things are based on anime or not?
Yeah,
completely incomprehensible. Trying to load into questions, but since it's rollover, it's like, no.
If it's rollover, there aren't going to be any questions.
Yeah, it. Every fucking server knows what time it is. I don't know what the shit.
Maybe it's a PHP thing.
Maybe PHP is somehow adjusting.
Yeah. Because PHP is a goddamn piece of shit that does stuff like that.
What's weird is the warnings come from the same... They come from the clock on the dev server, which is where the cron job kicks in.
Yeah.
And
which would seem that, since, you know, all these problems seem to be indicative of things that the users can see and not, like, server processes, leads me to believe that maybe the PHP configuration is getting some sort of time zone set incorrectly.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah. I'll drop Mr. Intertron. I get to meet Mr. Intertron tomorrow.
Oh.
He's relocated to Vegas, so we're gonna have a beer. And he's probably gonna beat me up because I think he's some kind of bodybuilder.
I've talked to him.
He's super, super nice guy.
Yeah, and I've talked to him. Like, and he talks fast and doesn't really think very well, like cohesively.
Yeah, I mean
he's
evidently in his mode all the time. You know?
Yeah, he also works with computers, and I think that's sort of a common trait with anybody who works with computers.
Yeah.
No, but no, he doesn't. He didn't sound like a bodybuilder.
No, he just... I've seen a picture of him, and he looks kind of like a bodybuilder. And then my wife says that all IT guys in California are, like, just crazy buff bodybuilders instead of, like, neckbeards. Like, it's just something about...
Need a shave.
Something about IT guys in California is that they all drive fancy sports cars.
Ferraris.
And go to the gym all the time. Which I would...
Because California is a backwards place.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't they know that they're supposed to be just eating Doritos all day? And growing their beards?
The only Penny Arcade that I've ever laughed at was the one where they were talking about Doritos.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't remember that
one. One of the guys, I don't even know what names the characters are, was like, Doritos say that they're an intense snacking experience, and he kind of goes up on a diatribe for the next panel. He eats one in the third panel, and he just sort of explodes in a flash of light in the fourth one, you know, indicating that it's an extreme experience.
Right.
I thought it was funny, but that was the only one that I thought was funny.
That's like an old, old Penny Arcade. Kind of old.
Yeah.
All I can get is a tiny, tiny thumbnail of it. Weird. Doritos are chips. Gotcha. Wow, what was that in the daily script that was all,
What?
Huh? Oh, it was backing up DB1 that was... Wow. Rollover's actually ending fairly quickly tonight. We gotta figure something out, man. Fucking 8 minutes just to prep the inventory table for backup.
Yeah.
Like, that's just getting seriously fucky.
Fucky.
Yeah.
I don't really know how you...
It takes less time to back up the entire contents of DB1 by a factor of half than it does to
prep that table.
To prep that table for backup.
Maybe we should just reset the entire game.
Yeah, we'd get rid of everybody's inventories. That'd
make
cool.
It a lot faster. I like being neutral evil now.
I'm going to see if Amplitude will take this over early, because...
Yeah, we're kind of...
Got shit to do, and we're flailing. Out of questions.
Flailing.
I got banned from my favorite Team Fortress 2 server.
Really?
For griefing?
We can't. It's a PvP game, so there isn't really griefing, but what I did was...
Oh, I beg to differ. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, those videos, but most of those things got patched. It's remarkably difficult, too. Anyway, we were on this shitty-ass map, and there's an exploit that I used that allows you, as an engineer, to climb up on top of a roof that no one else can get to.
Oh, nice.
And so I built a teleporter up there, and I started building this turret up there that basically no spy could ever sap. And it was basically... It was almost unkillable unless you had two snipers working together.
Huh.
So, which in Team Fortress 2 never happens, because no one would ever think to work together. But anyway, the admin got killed by it twice, and he was like, oh my god, you're explaining, I got a neck beard, and I was like, dude, just shoot it with your sniper rifle, you're a sniper, you're probably running an aimbot anyway, just hit it, and I'll have to repair it, then you can kill me, and... And it's like, no, I'm going to ban you, because you explain it.
But he's running an aimbot that has instant messenger conversations for him while he's playing video games.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
How do you feel about you are a dirty exploiter?
It's all illogical. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to go out with the song that Anaked Jew requested, because that's what we do. We're actually doing this show again on Monday, because Scully's still going to be out of town on Monday. So we'll all see you Monday.
Alrighty.
Monday.
Song of the 50s days, the song of the 50s days. The time has come for us to sing about a certain place where everything is in control. Of people who are down in the hole. The song of the 50s days, the song of the 50s days. No two alive, but each connected by a golden thread. I'll try not to forget all the words and leave that job to those who have heard. State songs, I can't wait for my favorite one. I'm not gonna say they're great, I ain't gonna say they ain't, but I recall and will relate the words and music of the 50 songs of the 50 states. The songs of the 50 states. The time is nigh for us to sigh about a certain place where everything is in control of people who are under the ground. State songs, I can't wait for my favorite one. I hear the melody, the harmony, the pounding rhythm, the ideas, notes and words, every state a different composition, keeping me awake late at night. Can't get them out of my say they're great, I ain't gonna say they ain't, but I recall and will relate the words and music of the 50 songs of the 50 states, the songs of the 50 states. The time has come for us to sing about a certain place where everything is.